And if you haven't done perhaps this reflection and this introspection around it, what you're going to probably do and carry forward is unconsciously, and I've seen this a lot, you're going to go so much directly to the other side of that. Welcome to the Outperform Podcast. My name is Scott Welly. I'm an author, speaker, and the founder of Outperform the Norm, a global movement that helps people achieve peak performance in their personal and professional lives. I've spent my life working with top performers in business as well as athletics, and each week it's my aim and mission to bring you an inspiring person to share their personal stories and insights, or perhaps it'll be a personal message from me, but with one very simple goal in mind, to help you outperform. Your time is precious, and I want to thank you for spending it with me here today. But just one small ask before we get started. If you find value from this podcast, the greatest way that you could possibly thank me would be to head on over to iTunes or whatever your favorite podcast platform happens to be and give it a 5-star review. Also, share it with somebody that you know that you would like to help outperform so we can all grow this movement together and strive to make the world a healthier, happier, higher performing place. Once again, thank you for being here, and without further ado, let's get started. Welcome back to the Outperform Podcast. I hope all is well, and if it's your first time here, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back. And I'm going to kick off this episode asking you a couple of questions. First, who has been a great leader in your life? And on the flip side of this, who has been a poor or who has been a bad leader in your life? And that is a follow-up to both of these questions. Why? What did these leaders either teach you or not teach you? And I'll reveal part of the reason that I'm asking the question here in a second, but the interesting thing about traveling all around North America and asking this question to a lot of different leadership teams is everybody can usually name someone that's been a great leader in their life. And they can always, and I mean always, name someone that has not been a great leader or has been a bad leader. And it's interesting because we make associations and we come up with our own kind of interpretation and conceptualization of what leadership is in a lot of ways based on the experiences that we have and do not have around others, whether it's early on in our lives or throughout our entire, let's say, athletic life, professional life, etc. And part of the reason that I kicked off asking those questions, who's been a great leader and who's not been a great leader in your life, is I had a coaching call earlier today with a client. He's very young, but this guy's a complete outperformer, is light years ahead of where I was when I was his age. And he's in the wealth management and financial services industry. And he has a couple of bosses that at the time that I'm recording this podcast is towards the end of February. So call it, we're about a sixth of the way through the year, let's say. And he's a little bit behind on his numbers, not just from a production standpoint, but also from a leadership and from a recruiting standpoint. And he was having a conversation with one of his bosses the other night, and he asked him, you know, where are you at throughout the year and kind of how are you doing in some of this recruiting and some of your numbers that you were looking to do? And he basically said that he was behind, and literally the boss just looked at him and said, well, you need to work harder. And he said, well, you know, I'm going to get back on pace and try to kind of give it, not to make excuses, but give it a little bit of context for why he might be a little bit behind a sixth of the way into the year. And the boss just literally turned to him and just said, no, you just need to work harder. You need to work harder. You're not going to hit the numbers that you want. And it was an interesting thing because this person, my coaching client, has had a lot of these experiences before. And we've talked at length about how he kind of struggles a little bit sometimes with anxiety and just getting really anxious and feeling kind of getting into the primitive part of the brain, let's say, where you're a little bit more flight, fight, flight, or freeze instead of really being calm and executing a plan and whatnot. And having responses like this from bosses and people in leadership positions does nothing beneficial to this person other than to trigger them into this primitive part of the brain and an anxiety-filled response. So it was an interesting conversation with him because we have spent a lot of time on, okay, how are you going to handle someone responding this way? Or how are you going to potentially have a conversation so maybe this won't happen again or can be a little bit better moving forward? But the interesting part of the conversation, what I said to him today is I said, you know, we've talked at length about some of the things that I just mentioned, but I said, in a way, you should actually look at situations like this as a blessing in disguise. For the reasons that I said at the beginning of this episode, where I said we form associations about the great leaders and the not so great leaders that we have in our lives. And I said, you know, when you go forward here and as you continue to grow in this organization and as you continue to lead and teach and train and mentor other people, what you can basically do is use these situations where you say, you know what, I'm never going to jump to conclusions on things like this. And I'm never going to automatically assume that someone should just take this step or should just take this action before I know the full context of the entire situation. That's actually how you can look at situations like this. And although it doesn't necessarily make it better in the moment, it is something that you can use to move forward. And in this case, to demonstrate some amount of empathy and understanding and kind of wanting to know the story that this person is telling themselves and that they're going through before you just immediately jump to a conclusion that may be unfounded in real tangible evidence or data. And that's a lot of times what happens is, you know, I'm not going to go into them because it's not important for you to necessarily know, but there are real tangible reasons why it's been a bit of a slow start to the year for this person and for someone in a leadership position to just immediately chime in with, well, just before I know exactly what's going on, you just need to work harder, is not a beneficial response. And it's certainly not helping my coaching client. Okay, so what happens if you don't actually do this introspection and this reflection around, in particular, the bad leaders or the poor leaders that you've had in your life? Well, one of two things is going to happen, and I've seen them both, and neither of them are good. First, it could be history is just more or less condemned to repeat itself, where for a variety of reasons, even if you've had a bad experience with a leader in your life, you carry those behaviors forward, you manifest them exactly the same way that they have been manifested onto you, and you carry them forward. Quite honestly, I haven't seen this a lot in the outperformers that I've interacted with, though it can happen. By far, the one that I've seen more often is actually the second one, where you've had a bad leader, poor leader in your life, you don't do the reflection or the introspection on, hey, here's the intention and here's how I would like to show up a little bit differently. And what you do, whether you realize it or not, is you actually unconsciously go too far to the other side. And this is why whenever I'm explaining this to coaching clients, I always talk about there's probably a benefit and something positive in almost every behavior to some degree that we engage in, because it's just basic rewards and punishments and whatnot. And I always explain in terms of dials, where we want to know and we want to be self-aware enough that we can actually dial things up and dial things down. So where I'm going with this is I gave the example before of the poor leader that was basically jumping to conclusions, wasn't waiting for context, and was just giving their opinion without really knowing the full story of something. And if you haven't done perhaps this reflection and this introspection around it, what you're going to probably do and carry forward is unconsciously, and I've seen this a lot, you're going to go so much directly to the other side of that. So let's just say that, okay, you don't do this, and now you're in a leadership position, and you had the same exact experience in my coaching client. Well, what's the exact opposite of not allowing someone to tell their story, not getting the context, not demonstrating a certain amount of empathy? It could be actually, if it's possible, demonstrating too much empathy, or I'm just listening too much to the story, and perhaps there is a place to just say, you know what, dude, you need to work harder. Like, you need to do more and to give more direction and to be more assertive with people when they actually need to hear that. If given the context, that is the right course of action or that is the right approach. But what I've seen with a lot of leaders is when they're displaying some type of behavior, some type of leadership trait that certainly does serve them to some degree, the same exact way that it does serve you to some degree to tell people, well, maybe you just need to work harder. But you go too much to the other side of that because unconsciously you remember that experience and you don't want to come across that way. And I think that's why it's so important to actually ask ourselves, okay, what are the good experiences and the not so good experiences that I've had around leadership? And how do I actually want to carry that forward with intention as far as how I want to show up? And this is just simply one example. We could sit here for the rest of the day and I could talk you through numerous other examples of how this may potentially present itself. But when you answer that very simple question of who has a great leader been in your life and who has not been such a great leader and why? What did you learn from them or not learn from them? Once you start to outline some of these things, that's how you define your own unique leadership style and your own unique leadership DNA as far as the impact and the influence that you want to have on others. And just in this one circumstance, that's no, I'm not going to jump to conclusions before I know the whole story, before I know the whole context, as far as what is going on. So if you only do that, walking away from this episode, if you just only answer those simple questions, great leader, not so great leader, what did they teach you? What did they not teach you? And how do you want to carry that going forward so you can best serve others in wherever your outperforming journey is leading you? I promise you, it's going to make you a more impactful, influential, and outperforming leader immediately. Thank you so much for listening. Have a fantastic rest of the day. And as always, wishing you the best of health, happiness, and high performance. Hello, outperformers. Three more quick things before we sign off here today. First and foremost, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I understand how many different podcasts are out there, and I do not take a single second of your time for granted because time is truly our most valuable asset. It is our most precious commodity, and I appreciate you taking that time and you spending it with us here today. Second, if you found value in this podcast, maybe you've noticed, but podcasting has gotten quite popular as of late. And if you would like to help support the outperforming movement and the Outperform podcast, one of the best ways that we can get it found is for you to give it a favorable review and rating on whatever your favorite podcasting platform happens to be. So head on over to iTunes, head on over to Google Play, and give it a favorable review. And while you do that, also share it with someone else that you know that is just like you, is driven by growth and wanting to be the best personally and professionally in every single thing that they do. Number three, if you want even more tools and tips and strategies to be able to be your best personally and professionally, head on over to scottwelle.com. That's ScottWelle. There are loads of different resources for you on everything from goal setting and grit to resiliency and focus to confidence and motivation and routines and habits and everything that you can possibly imagine to help you be your absolute best every single day, personally and professionally. Once again, if you'd like to access those free resources, head on over to scottwelle.com, ScottWelle. So as I sign off, thank you again for spending your time with me here today. Keep outperforming, and as always, wish you the best of health, happiness, and high performance. Have a great day.